track 3. And the first of the headline stories is Take Care Signs for Trip Hazard. A man in his late 80s is among several people to have tripped or otherwise lost their footing while walking along the section of Queen Street, Newton Abbot, which is subject to enhancement works. The man, aged 87, is said to have fallen and broken his nose and hand, having to be taken to hospital after losing his footing while walking the section of pavement between Sharpies Bar and Poundland. The man was helped by staff from Poundland, who, in the wake of the growing number of people tripping over, have put up signs advising people to take care while walking. Elsewhere, several businesses, including Johnson's Cleaners and the Pharmacy Cafe, have reported losses since work to Queen Street began back in May. This comes as Teignbridge District Council say work to Queen Street is, quote, well ahead of schedule. Johnson's Cleaners told the Mid Devon Advertiser that they are down by around 25%. The specialist cleaners described a recent Saturday's day of trading as the worst in 19 years. Fortunately, an influx of wedding dresses has helped ease the situation, but they say there is no denying we are down. Similarly, Phoenix Sound, headed up by Roger Cox, reported losses of between 10 and 15%. Roger saying he was being extra cautious when it came to ordering new stock. Ever the proactive businessman, Roger arranged a meeting with the district council to discuss how they can help the businesses. And despite being described as a very positive meeting, there has been scant action, if any, on what was discussed. Jackson's Fishmongers, Shawland Bakery and Percy's Fabrics have all reported losses of between 10 and 20%, according to a statement by the Queen Street Traders and Residents Association. It's absolutely heartbreaking that healthy and successful businesses are being made to suffer this and that. Our beloved Queen Street is being dug up against the clearly stated wishes of the people. Elsewhere, the Pharmacy Cafe told the Advertiser that it was down by around 30%. The team aired their frustration with the lack of clear communication regarding the scheme. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Aside from an initial visit, there has been no contact by those representing the scheme, be it contractors or council persons, with the team at the Pharmacy Cafe. This loss of trade experienced by businesses has occurred when Queen Street is still open. However, come August, this will change. The road is to close for around 2 months when a temporary prohibition of through traffic, parking, waiting and loading and unloading in Queen Street, Albany Street and Victoria Place is put in place to allow the work to continue. How will this affect businesses? One can't say for sure, but it's unlikely that a road closure will boost sales. In its latest newsletter, TDC say work to make Queen Street safer, greener and more attractive has been progressing well, following a slight delay at the start. The first phase at the western end of Queen Street is now well underway. To allow the work to be completed on time at the end of November, contractors have started some work ahead of schedule, including widening the southern footway by St Paul's Road and undertaking preparatory work for a new crossing near the avenue.
The sky is the limit. The Red Arrows are set to light up the skies as they open the Tynemouth Air Show this weekend. This year is the world-famous air team's 60th anniversary, so it will be a very special smoke-on shout when the 9 Hawk T1 aircraft arrive at 1 p.m. on Saturday. While the flight displays take centre stage on Saturday afternoon, that's July the 6th, there's plenty of entertainment all weekend with live music and a fun fair. The fun starts with the silent disco on Thursday evening. There's a tribute band on Friday evening and a classic car show on Sunday, plus live music all day on the Saturday. And as I said, the Red Arrows kick the display off at 1 p.m. But there will be no RAF Lancaster bomber, as all Battle of Britain Memorial flights were grounded in May following the tragic Spitfire accident at RAF Coningsby. Now, parking is likely to be tight on air show day, as there will be road closures and parking suspensions in the town centre. Event organisers recommend arriving on foot or by public transport wherever possible. Less able visitors will be able to use the blue badge drop-off point at South View. And it says the best car parks to use are the East Cliff or behind Morrison's, where visitors can pre-book a space. Don't forget to plan for the weather and bring sunscreen and plenty of water. Water refill points will be available, suggested Tynmouth Airshow event director Amy Furlong. We hope everyone has a great time. And while the air show is free to attend, it is not free to put on, and it costs around £95,000, she added. We are the only volunteer, self-funded air show in Europe, so we are very grateful for all donations made by visitors and supporters. And we're extremely grateful to our event sponsors who enable us to put on this event, said Tynmouth Airshow Chair Dave Matthews.
New town banking facilities have opened. Tynmouth residents and visitors to the town will find it easier to access cash and banking services from today, following the opening of a temporary banking hub. Operating from the post office on Den Road, the temporary banking hub will open 5 days a week until a new permanent hub opens. Cash Access UK, the organisation that administrates banking hubs, also confirmed today that it has identified a location for the permanent banking hub in the town, which will open later this year. However, it did not expand on where it will be sited. Located in a separate area inside the local post office, the temporary banking hub provides a counter service operated by the post office, where customers of all major banks can carry out cash transactions whenever the hub is open. The temporary banking hub will be open 5 days a week, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and from 9:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Tuesdays. Customers will also be able to talk to a representative from their own bank about more complicated issues in a private space on the day their bank is in the hub. The community banker schedule is Monday, NatWest, Tuesday, HSBC, and that's coming soon, Wednesday, Lloyds, also coming soon, Thursday, Santander, and Friday, Barclays. Tynmouth was chosen to receive a banking hub after Link, the UK's cash access and cash machine network, identified the need for enhanced cash deposit services following bank branch closures in the town. Tynmouth's last remaining bank, Lloyds, is due to close next month, having delayed its closure from April, to allow more time for the banking hub to open. Cash Access UK Chief Executive Gareth Oakley said, "We are very grateful that the post office has provided us with this temporary space, and we are looking forward to sharing positive news about the permanent hub soon." Neighbouring Dawlish is also due to open a banking hub this year, but a location has not yet been confirmed.